All of the wars I fought for money, all of the scars I got for the same thing, all of the battles I had for money, can't charge it to the gang name. All of the wars I fought for money, all of the scars I got for the same thing, all of the battles I had for money, can't charge it to the gang name.
It was all for money. See, when you don't have money, no one cares what you have to say. Unless what you're saying sounds like it's about money, then the conversation start going your way. Ask anybody, that's the truth for all day. See, you gotta stand for something, though. And me, it's all about principalities. Let me tell you something. I was supposed to be in the best new artist Grammy category, and it disqualified me. You know why? They said I dropped too many albums in 1 year. That was the year Sound of Revenge dropped. Somebody out there, please tell me how many albums I dropped the year Sound of Revenge dropped. How many major albums did I drop? I dropped one. So the question is, what is the Grammy committee talking about? Well, they look up SoundScan, and unfortunately, a certain bootlegger had dropped a whole bunch of unauthorized CDs, and they disqualified me from the Best New Artist category. And let me say this as humbly as I could possibly say it. Y'all know I probably would have won that too. Then I'd have 2 Grammys in my crib right now, man. It's all about principalities. I can't let it slide. I spend a whole bank account to make sure that I don't let nobody play me like that. Know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody along the way that ever got into a verbal altercation with me. These things tend to build character. And I'm a general. As we speak right now, it's 7 a.m. I'm in the studio, up still. I ain't went to sleep. Fresh off the plane from the West Coast, where I'll be residing for a little bit, trying to get my work in. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up. I know this is a little bit off topic, but let me say this real quick. One time I was going to this show, right, in Houston, that party was having at the Astro Arena. And this is during the time when I was having a little beef with Mike Jones and his whole crew. And I was with about 4 people, right? And we was standing outside the dome waiting to go in the back entrance, right? So my homeboy that was there, Mikey, that used to work at Latium when they used to manage me, he was like, hey, check this out, man. Mike Jones is on his way coming through the door right now. And I was like, for real? I was like, man, I'm about to steal off on that boy, man. I had tucked in my chain and I was about to just really steal off on him, right? And then he was like, I don't know if you want to do that. And I was like, why? And then he was like, because he with about 30 people right now. So I looked around the corner inside the Astro Arena and I saw them walking this way, and there was a whole bunch of black shirts, everybody with Ice Age shirts. And I was like, oh man. He was like, you wanna go? You wanna leave? And I was like, nah, I'm staying right here. So I just stood right there by the door, right? And I was on my phone talking to homie Marco, trying to get in the Astro Arena. And then as the door opened, everybody just started coming out. 1 person, 2 person, 10 people, 15 people, everybody in all black shirts. And I'm standing there, right? And Mike Jones had all his cars sitting out there, so everybody started getting in the cars. And then next thing I know, in slow motion, everybody starts getting out the cars. They start getting out and start walking, like, surrounding me. And I'm up against the wall with my back against the wall, and everybody's looking like, oh man. And I wasn't really with like a whole bunch of riders or nothing. I was with like my homeboy, he had his girlfriend with him, and the director, Gil Green. If anybody knows Gil Green in Miami, he shoot all the videos for everybody in Miami. He was there with me too. You know what I'm saying? My boy CeeLo from the Beat Bullies, he was the other person that was with me, and it was just us. You know what I'm saying? And it was like super deep. So to make a long story short, we got inside the Astro Arena, right? And the door closed. And then next thing you know, somebody started beating on the door real, real hard. We could tell it was a whole bunch of people beating on the door. And CeeLo was like, hey, don't open that door, it's gonna be trouble. And the lady was like, don't worry about it, I can handle it. She opened the door. Next thing I know, a whole bunch of black shirts just started swarming into the Astro Arena. It wasn't nowhere to go. I was surrounded by, man, it seemed like there was about 100 of them, but it was probably about like 20 or 30 of them, man. And they was deep. And they was all in my face, and it was crazy. So the only thing I could do, the only thing I thought to do, was to turn towards them and say,
to be continued.